This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The last main point that amplifies the focus of the book of Romans is found in chapters 12 through 16, the practical outworking of salvation. Paul begins this section with the word therefore, indicating what follows grows out of what went before. Then he says, I urge you. He could have commanded them as an apostle, but he appeals to them on the basis of God's mercy. What he's asking for is a spiritual act of worship, or your reasonable service. If you understand the first 11 chapters, then it is the most reasonable for you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. The word offer is in a tense in the original language, which means offer once and for all, not repetitively. Resolve that the commitment of your body to God is a for the rest of my life commitment. In verse 2, the verbs are in the present tense, ongoing. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but continuously be transformed by the continuous renewing of your mind. Don't let the world pressure you into its mold or mindset. Rather, remind yourself every time you're faced with a decision, you belong to God. You are a Christian. The word transformed means what is inwardly true will be outwardly manifest. This happened to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. His deity became outwardly displayed. When we continuously do what Christ should do, we will test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be renewed on a continuous basis by being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remind yourself of who you really are.